This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, I think I just figured out another reason why I like working with MJ Evans as my producer-engineer for these broadcasts. During the intermission, she plays music from my era. Three Dog Night and One. I enjoyed sitting here listening to that whole song, MJ. Well done. Welcome back to Palmyra High School. We're getting ready for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. The boys' varsity game coming up between the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Palmyra Panthers. In the girls' game that you heard just a few moments ago here on Sunny, Johnson Brock with the win. 59-20 was the final of that one. Johnson Brock girls now have evened their record at 1-1 on the year after that opening loss to Lincoln Christian. Johnson Brock, led by Chloe Weiss, was 17. Taryn Ottoman had 16, and Brooklyn Barons was also in double figures at 10. Again, that was 59-20, the Johnson Brock girls with the win. Now let's look at the starting lineup for the boys' varsity contest coming up here. First of all, for the 0-2 Palmyra Panthers, they've lost two. They fell to Freeman, 66-21, and then lost a close one to Southern, 48-43. They'll go with Kobe Martin. Martin is a sophomore. Connor Peterson, a junior. Harrison Boyd. Harrison Boyd is a junior. Owen Reed, also a junior. And Ryan Mayo, a junior. So four juniors and a sophomore in the starting lineup here for the Palmyra Panthers. You heard the name Harrison Boyd. Folks down in the Johnson County area, there's some ties there. Petey and Fred Pope, that is their grandson, Harrison Boyd, playing here for Palmyra. For your Johnson Brock Eagles tonight, Coach Lucas Dollinghouse will start Austin Meyer. Meyer is a 6'4 senior, had a big night on the boards. He had 9 rebounds against Lincoln Christian last Thursday night. Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse is a 6'3 senior, one of the twin sons of Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. Camden had 17 last Thursday night, which included putting him past the 1,000 points for a career at Johnson Brock. He now has 1,000 points. He crossed that threshold last Thursday night. Also had 8 rebounds in that game, again, against Lincoln Christian. Brody Kaler. Kaler, a junior at 6'4". He was the leading scorer last Thursday night for the Eagles. He had 20 points and 10 rebounds. Kaysen Dollinghouse, the other half of the Dollinghouse duo here. 15 points last week and 3 rebounds. He is a 6'3" senior. And to round out the starting five for Coach Lucas Dollinghouse is Garrison Bowie. Bowie is a senior at 5'11". So when you add them up here, you've got a pretty experienced ball team on the floor. Four seniors and one junior in this starting lineup tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles. We've got time for one more 60-second break. We'll take a one-minute timeout. I'll be back with the opening tip-off after this one-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
Sunny 101.3.
Again, we welcome you back inside Palmyra High School. We've had the introduction of the starters for Johnson Brock. Now we're getting set to meet all of the Palmyra starters over the public address system. Again, we want to mention a big thank you to Aaron Haith, the Activities Athletic Director here in Palmyra, for the wonderful hospitality that we receive every time we come out here to do a broadcast. They have an outstanding hospitality room down the hallway here. He gives me a great spot right here on the front edge of the stage near midcourt with a great view of the floor. One of my favorite places. places to come and broadcast basketball is here at Palmyra. And we'll be back here again on December 20th, Friday night, December 20th, with the Fall City Tigers when they come here to square off with the Panthers of Palmyra. So we'll be back later this month, right back on this same table and chair here. Coming up this Friday night, we'll be traveling to Friend, Exeter Milligan Friend, hosting the Sacred Heart Irish. We'll have that game over on KTMC. We're ready to jump it up. Stepping in there will be Brody Kaler in for Johnson Brock against Kobe Martin. Here's the tip. Kaler controls the tip easily. Tips it out to Camden Dollinghouse, and he'll come down and set the offense. It's a man-to-man defense from Palmyra. Kaysen Dollinghouse gives the ball up top to Garrison Bowie. Bowie into the corner. This is Kaysen Dollinghouse. Open look, three from the corner. Up and off, no good. The rebound to Connor Peterson. Peterson will push the ball down court himself and set it to the top of the circle. To the right side to Harrison Boyd. Boyd holds it just a moment across to Owen Reed. Reed right back to the left side on the wing. Harrison Boyd. Boyd dribbling into the paint. Fall away shot is up. Whistle and the foul is going to be called. I think the foul may have came on the floor, though, before Boyd could put that shot up there. Foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock's. Well, now let's wait and see what they're going to do here. Got to be on Austin Meyer, apparently. All right, with the basketball. In the forecourt, setting it up on the right side. Here's a bounce pass stolen away. Kaysen Dollinghouse takes it all the way in for the driving lay-in. Up, off, no good. Camden Dollinghouse, rebound, follow shot. Up and good. Camden there to get the miss from Kaysen, and Camden got the put back. It's 2-0 Johnson Brock. Eagles on top early. Opening minute of play here at Palmyra. Harrison Boyd with the basketball. Boyd has the ball dribbled away and stolen. Driving lay-in. Slammed up the other end by Brody Kaler. Kaler went up and slammed it home. That kid can jump. He was way up in the air. Kobe Martin down court on the dribble. Martin with the basketball. Gives it up to Boyd. Harrison Boyd dribbles between the rings at the top of the circle. Between the legs dribble by Harrison. Now goes to the right side with it to Owen Reed. Reed comes back to Ryan Mayo. Mayo handles the ball again to Boyd. Boyd, a cross-court pass. Near side, Reed. Reed can't get inside the paint. Almost has it taken away by Kaler. Now Kaler does knock the ball away from him. It goes out of bounds. Brody Kaler touched it last. It'll stay with Palmyra. All right, waiting for the inbound pass here. They lob it in. Comes into Peterson. Connor Peterson. There's a long shot at the shot clock buzzer by Harrison Boyd that doesn't go. They'll have to play it in on the baseline because the buzzer went off there. 6:14 to go in the first quarter. It's early. 4-0. Johnson Brock on top. Here's a substitute in for Palmyra. Cade Kasbaum. Kasbaum comes in replacing Kobe Martin. Johnson Brock with the basketball on the dribble. Comes Brody Kaler into forecourt. Brody Kaler gives up to Kaysen Dollinghouse left wing. To Camden. Camden had the ball dribbled away and then got it back. Garrison Bowie for three from the right corner. Bank shot off the glass. Got it. Bowie with the bank shot for the three. 7-0. Early lead, Johnson Brock. Here's a long three, top of the key, up, off, no good by Mayo, and the rebound to Brody Kaler. He pushes it down. Bounce pass in paint, into traffic. Shot is up and good. Great job moving to the hoop there by Austin Meyer. He just overpowered the man on the baseline and forced the ball up through the defense, put it off the glass, and Johnson Brock is up 9-0. 5.5 minutes to go. We've played 2.5 minutes so far in Palmyra. Johnson Brock dominating early, up 9-0. Panthers with the basketball. Ryan Mayo. Mayo picked up his dribble, needs help. Gets it up to Peterson. Boyd. Boyd in the paint. A little underhanded scoop shot, laying up off, no good. And the rebound pulled down to Austin Meyer. Down court in a hurry. Garrison Bowie goes up with it. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Garrison Bowie. Bowie's going to be called for the foul. I believe that's who they're putting it on. Now, I'm going to have to wait till they put that up on the board because the official didn't give me the number I was expecting to see here. Just about had to be. No, they're going to put that on Austin Meyer. Well, that's interesting because Bowie was the one that went to the hoop with it. Now the official is going to come over here and talk to the scorer's table. I wonder if I didn't have it right in the first place. They're talking this one over. Right now they've got two fouls showing for Austin Meyer. long discussion taking place between the officials. No, they're going to leave the fouls where they are. Not sure what this long talk's all about. Quite a conversation. Yeah, here we go. Now they're going to change it. I thought that was wrong when they put it up there. The foul was really on Garrison Bowie a minute ago. So Bowie is going to have his first personal, and now there's just one on Austin Meyer. Well, the radio announcer had it right, folks. It just took the refs a little while to catch up to me. I just call what I see. Here we go, 5:02 to play in the first quarter, 9-0. Johnson Brock on top. Let's see what the Panthers can get going offensively. Ryan Mayo, a long three. Up and good. Nailing the three was Harrison Boyd. Harrison Boyd from way out. That was an NBA distance three, way outside the three-point arc. Nothing but nylon for Harrison Boyd, the junior. 9-3 your score. Johnson Brock up by six. Garrison or Camden Dollinghouse from the right side. Check that. Kaysen Dollinghouse nailed the three. Kaysen from over on the right wing dropped it in. Makes it 12-3. The lead is back to 9. In the corner on the right side is Mayo with the basketball. Up to Boyd. Boyd hands the ball over to Peterson. Peterson right back to Boyd with it. Boyd tries to work around Kaysen Dollinghouse. Can't get there. He's down in the corner. Has the ball dribbled away from him. He got away out of bounds. And it'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Johnson Brock. Eagles up by 9 now. 12-3. 4:08 to play in the first quarter. Here's Kaler with a little floater on the right side. Up and good. Brody Kaler's got 4 points. And Palmyra hurries down the court with it. Kasbaum has it knocked off out of bounds by Brody Kaler. Substitutes in now. Justin Meyer into the lineup. Meyer checking in for Palmyra. Also, well, Palmyra just put a 24 on the floor here. Colin Hillman. Hillman checking in. So Hillman and Kobe Martin are out there. I misspoke when I said Justin Meyer. That's on the other side of the score sheet for Johnson Brock. All right, with the ball, Palmyra sets it up. The number one, Kobe Martin for Palmyra, handles the ball. There's Boyd with a driving lay-in up and good. Nice move by Harrison Boyd. Boyd's got all five of Palmyra's points. Boyd got the layup on the baseline. Basket counts, and he is fouled. He'll be at the line for the and one. Harrison Boyd has all five of Palmyra's points. This foul is going to be called on Kaysen Dollinghouse, his first. That's team foul number four. Free throw is up and good for Harrison Boyd. Boyd with 6 points now for the Palmyra Panthers. He has all six of Palmyra's points. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. 14-6. Johnson Brock on top. Kaysen Dollinghouse into the right corner. Camden Dollinghouse. Floater for Camden is up and off. No good. Whistle and foul. I think we're going to see Camden Dollinghouse at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Jacob Hippen. On Hippen, his first. And team foul number one on Palmyra. Free throw is on the way up and good for Camden Dollinghouse. Camden now with 3 points in the ball game. That was the first free throw of the night for Johnson Brock. He'll have a second shot coming. Second free throw for Camden Dollinghouse is up. It's good also. Got them both. He's got 4 points, and it's 16-6. The lead is 10 for Johnson Brock with 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Harrison Boyd feeds it inside the paint. Ball stolen away. Fast break, Harrison Bowie. Bowie kicks it out to Camden Dollinghouse. Open look, three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Brody Kaler. Kaler takes it back for a lay-in. Off the glass, up and good. Brody Kaler made it look easy. He's got six. Here's a long three, up and good from the right wing by Kate Kasbaum. Kasbaum gets a three from the right wing. Quickly down the court. Shot that one before Johnson Brock got the defense set up. Camden Dollinghouse for three. It's off, no good. Boyd chips it out to his teammate. Gets it out to Martin. Kobe Martin feeds it forward. Laying up, off, no good. Rebound, Austin Meyer. Meyer down court in a hurry with it for Johnson Brock. Austin Meyer wants to take it all the way to the hole. Got into traffic. Kicks it back to the top of the key. Kaysen Dollinghouse for three from the side. Up and good. Kaysen Dollinghouse, you give him an open look. That's his second three-pointer. He's got two. Garrison Bowie's got one so far. 21-9. Johnson Brock extending their lead now up by 12. Here's Boyd with the basketball. into the corner. Harrison Boyd works to the baseline, tries to go through traffic. Ball is dribbled away out of bounds, but it was touched last by Johnson Brock. In now for the Eagles, Robert Gravatt checks into the lineup, and Grady Behrens onto the floor. Gravatt and Behrens checking in. Sitting out and taking a breather, Austin Meyer will catch his breath. Also a breather for Garrison Bowie. 2:07 to go now in the first quarter, 21-9. Jump shot, left side up, in and out, wouldn't go. That shot put up by Hillman. Rebound, follow shot, try for a putback, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. Harrison Boyd got the rebound. When Boyd tried to go up with the follow shot, he was fouled. The foul is going to be on Kason Dollinghouse, his second. At the free throw line, Harrison Boyd. Boyd has 6 points so far. He's 1-for-1 from the free throw line. This one is up, hits the back of the iron, and rims out on him. He'll get a second shot coming. Clock shows 2:01 to go here in this first quarter, 21-9. Second shot is up and good for Harrison Boyd. Boyd got that one to fall. He now has 7 points in the ballgame, 7 of the 10 points. Here's Kason Dollinghouse in the corner. Ball dribbled away from him. Nice steal by Kobe Martin out to Harrison Boyd. Boyd puts the bounce pass on the baseline underneath. He was looking to get it to Ryan Mayo. One of the Eagles got a foot out there and kicked the basketball. It'll stay with the Palmyra Panthers. Boyd will inbound it. He'll trigger it in on the baseline on the right side under his own basket. Here's Connor Peterson back into the lineup, replacing Cade Kasbaum now for Palmyra. Boyd to inbound it. Right side baseline. Lobs it up to the top of the key to Kobe Martin. Kobe comes right back to the corner down deep to Hillman. Hillman, Colin Hillman. They come to Garrison, to Harrison rather, Boyd with the ball. Harrison Boyd at the top of the free throw circle between the rings. Bounce pass to the right side. Comes to Peterson. Boyd, back up. Ball chipped away. Stolen. Fast break the other way. Camden Dollinghouse. They blocked it away. Nice defense getting back by Ryan Mayo there for Palmyra. Boyd gets the pass to the left elbow. Had an open look for three. Didn't take it. Nice bounce pass underneath. Shot is up. No rebound. Brought down under the basket by Austin Meyer. Meyer's outlet pass to Camden Dollinghouse. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. This is Brody Kaler at the top of the circle to the left wing. Camden Dollinghouse feeds it under. Oh, nice pass from Dollinghouse. They couldn't get it to go, though. Nice move to the bucket. Robert Gravatt. The ball did a 360 all the way around the rim and then fell off of there. Now Boyd with the basketball for Palmyra. Boyd setting up on the left wing. Kicks it out onto the elbow. Pass goes to Mayo. Mayo can't get a look at it. They come back to Boyd with it. Again, they find Mayo. He stands at the top of the free throw circle. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 25 to go in the period. Boyd has the ball stolen away. On the fast break to the other direction. Lay-in off the glass, up and good by Brody Kaler. Kaler's got 8 points, all of them on those fast breaks. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. 23-10. Harrison Boyd with the dribble. I got Harrison and Garrison out there. Garrison Bowie. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. There's the buzzer. After one quarter, Johnson Brock leads it 23-10. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everyone, here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, and one of Santa Claus's best friends is Bart at Farm and City Supply. Bart, why does Santa like your store so much?
Well, because we got all the great brands that people have come to know and love, Justin. We got things like Carhartt, Yeti, Ariat, Steel, Dryshod, you know, Ertl Toys. We got lots of selection of great Christmas items up here. Come on in, we got stuff for the whole family. We got holiday hours through Christmas. We're open 7 days a week, so come in and check us out this holiday season.
Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Sunny 101.3.
23-10 after one quarter. Johnson Brock on top. Elmira after one quarter. quarter led by Harrison Boyd. He's got 7 points. Brody Kaler has 8 for Johnson Brock. Kaysen Dollinghouse with 6. Those are your primary scores after the first 8 minutes. Ready now to move into second quarter action. It'll be Palmyra's basketball. They'll have possession here to start things out. They inbound the pass. Come inbounds with it to Connor Peterson. Peterson on the right wing. Holds it to the top of the circle. Up to Reed with the ball. That's Owen Reed handling it. Now to the near corner. Back to Peterson. Left elbow. Martin with the ball. Trying to move inside the paint against Meyer. No place there to go for Mayo. Mayo can't find any way to get inside. Up top, Peterson. Peterson down deep in the corner right side. Mayo dribbling. Floater up off the glass. And good by Kobe Martin. Martin's first bucket of the night. Makes it 23-12 now. The lead is 11 for Johnson Brock. Bob pass underneath Camden Dollinghouse. Shot up and good. They found Camden waiting under the basket, uncovered. Lopped it into him. He just caught the ball and went right up with it and scored. 25-12. Lead is 13 for Johnson Brock. 7:05 to go first half. Owen Reed on the dribble with the ball to the top of the circle for Palmyra. There's a long three from the top of the key. That's off the rim. Doesn't go by Ryan Mayo. Out of bounds, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Eagles will inbound it to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse to the left elbow to Garrison Bowie. Bowie comes to the left wing to Camden Dollinghouse. Skip pass across. Brody Kaler for 3. Off the rim, no. Tipped out of there nicely by Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse tries to chase it down. Ended up here in the scores table. Kind of messed things up a little. Flipped our possession arrow onto the table. But being the gentleman that he is, he puts everything back where it belongs before we start going. Helps out the people. Inbounding the ball is Owen Reed. Reed tosses in now to Kate Kasbaum. In the corner, they feed it into Mayo. Mayo has it taken away. Nice defense there by Austin Meyer. Meyer got the steal. On the fast break the other way, driving lay-in up and good. Just that quick for Brody Kaler, and Kaler's in double figures. He has 10 points. 6:10 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a long three, top of the key, off, no good. Put up by Martin, rebound. Johnson Brock, 2-on-1, fast break. Bowie feeds it back across to Kaler. Shot is up and good. Brody Kaler was going to give Bowie the bucket. The defender took Bowie, and Bowie just returned the favor. Put the bounce pass back to Brody Kaler. He laid it in. Host of substitutions in for Palmyra. 5 new ball players. Into the ball game now. Boyd is back into the contest. We'll see who else we've got checking in. Colin Hillman into the game. Also Deacon Cush in for the first time tonight. A lot of new ball players out there. Bo Davis is on the floor also. Coach Zach Wemhoff just kind of cleaned off the bench here and put 5 new ball players out. Here's a steal, maybe a reach in. Going to be called on Johnson Brock. This foul is going to be on the Eagles' Grady Behrens. Behrens picks up his first personal, team foul number 1 of the quarter. Behrens in the lineup now for Johnson Brock. Waiting for the inbound pass. Here's a long three from the corner that won't go, and the ball gets away out of bounds. Harrison Boyd was down there battling with, I believe, Kaler for that ball. Apparently a touch Boyd last, so it'll stay with Johnson Brock. Up the court come the Eagles on the dribble. Kaysen Dollinghouse to the left side. Grady Behrens. Man-to-man defense here by the Palmyra Panthers. Bowie into the corner. He almost had it taken away. Got it back. Now dribbles between defenders. Puts it to the top of the key to Kaler. Oh, and the ball is deflected away. Went off the fingertips of Kaysen Dollinghouse, and it'll belong to Palmyra. 5 minutes, 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. First half here at Palmyra. 29-12 your score. Johnson Brock up early. Here's a shot in the lane, up and off. Doesn't go for Darren Cush. Rebound, Brody Kaler. Kaler will bring it up the court himself. Goes to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse puts it back up top of the key to Kaler once again. Kaler to the right elbow. Bowie has the basketball. Garrison Bowie. Now a whistle on the baseline as they made a move to the hoop. The foul is going to be called on Palmyra. Foul is going to be on Deacon Cush. On Cush's first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Panthers. Johnson Brock's basketball. Brody Kaler, right elbow. Beats to Kaysen Dollinghouse in traffic, moving to the hoop. Shot is up, off no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Robert Gravatt. Gravatt's first points. Great second effort by Robert Gravatt to get his own rebound and got the put back for the Eagles. 31-12, Johnson Brock. Harrison Boyd with the basketball. Boyd, pass to the right side. Hillman has it. Now Hillman goes inside. There's a layup. Blocked away. Cush's shot is blocked and taken away by Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen Dollinghouse tries to go to the hoop. A whistle and a foul. We'll put Kaysen Dollinghouse at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. See who the foul is on. Timeout taken, Palmyra. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
31-12. Your Johnson Eagles leading the Palmyra Panthers here playing in the second quarter. At Palmyra, Brody Kaler's having a big ball game so far. He's got 12 points already on 6 field goals. Most of those layups on breakaway lay-ins. 31-12, Johnson Brock has been substituting pretty freely here. A lot of kids have seen the floor in addition to the starters. Palmyra took that timeout. That foul, incidentally, a minute ago was on Bo Davis. Bo Davis picked up his first personal. So when play is resumed, Kaysen Dollinghouse will be at the line shooting two shots. Kaysen has 6 points so far on a pair of trays. Here shooting two for the Eagles is the 6'3 senior Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen and Camden, twin sons of Coach Lucas Dollinghouse. First free throw is up, off the back iron and bounced out, did not go. He'll get another attempt. As we mentioned, Camden crossed the 1,000-point threshold last week in the Lincoln Christian game. Kaysen Dollinghouse, second free throw is up. This one is good. He's now got 7 in the ballgame. 7 for Kaysen, 6 for Camden so far. 4 minutes, 5 seconds to play in the first half. Johnson Brock kind of in charge here right now. There's going to be a little reach-in foul going to be called on Johnson Brock's Kaysen Dollinghouse. And on Kaysen, that is his third. So Kaysen now with 3 personal fouls. He'll come out and join his teammates on the bench. And to replace him will come Brody Kaler. That's just kind of pick your poison here. Kaysen sets out. Brody comes in. Not a whole lot of difference. With the basketball for Palmyra. Handling it is Colin Hillman. Hillman tosses it up top to Bo Davis. Davis comes to the right side. Now Boyd handles the ball. Boyd flips it back to Davis in the corner. Baseline right side. They bring it around the horn to the left wing now. Right side with it. Deacon Cush. Cush can't get a look. To the left elbow, Bo Davis. Davis feeds it into traffic. Right side jump shot, 6 feet away, up, off, no good. Shot was put up by Colin Hillman, and the rebound to Johnson Brock. Down court comes Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse off to Brody Kaler. Kaler into the paint, takes it all the way for the driving lay-in, up and good. Brody Kaler, when he gets just a little bit of a seam in the lane, he'll just take it right to the hole and score it on you. That's what he did there. Brody, 14 points now for Johnson Brock. Another two-platoon basketball here, wholesale substitutions. Players checking in. Owen Reed back onto the floor. Connor Peterson back onto the floor. Also back out there now is Jacob Hippen. Hippen into the lineup. There's a pass under the basket. Knocked away from Austin Meyer. Fast break the other direction. And Boyd took it inside, laid it up, and now he is hobbled a minute here. May have turned an ankle. He put a layup up and got hammered under the basket, but he's limping around here. May have rolled an ankle. He's not happy. He's trying to walk it off, but looks like Boyd who is their leading scorer thus far. He's got 7. Harrison Boyd is going to come to the bench. They'll have to put somebody in to replace him to shoot the free throws. So Harrison Boyd comes out with an ankle injury. In replacing Boyd will be Cade Kasbaum, and Kasbaum will shoot his 2 free throws. Trying to walk it off here. We'll see what he can do with it for Harrison Boyd. Kasbaum shooting the 2 free throws. First one is up and good for Cade Kasbaum. He'll get a second shot. Harrison Boyd lying on the stage here in front of our table now, trying to shake that ankle injury off. Second shot is up and good also for Cade Kasbaum. 34-14. The lead is 20 now with 2:49 to play here in the first half. Here comes Johnson Brock on the attack. Look out. There comes Kaler. Took it in for the layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound is brought down. Cleared out by Jacob Hippen. Hippen down court. Driving lay-in up and good. Put in by Connor Peterson. Peterson with his first 2 points of the night. It's 34-16. The lead is down now to 18 here. Another steal by Palmyra. Connor Peterson took the ball away over there. Stole it from Brody Kaler. And now over and back is going to be called on Palmyra. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Just for a moment, Owen Reed didn't feel that was the proper call. He was questioning the official. Very quickly, Zach Wemhoff up and said, no, we don't need to talk about that one. Let's just play ball. Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbound the pass to Brody Kaler with 2:15 to go in the first half. Kaler across court, Austin Meyer. Meyer to the near side, Camden Dollinghouse. To the left wing with it, Grady Behrens. Behrens got tied up in traffic. The officials are going to say traveling on Behrens. Turnover gives the ball back again to the Palmyra Panthers. That brings Coach Lucas Dollinghouse up, expressing his displeasure. In forecourt, handling the ball, they lob it into traffic. In the lane is Hippen. Hippen can't get a look, kicks it back out into the corner, into the hands of Peterson. A cross-court pass left wing comes back to Peterson at the top of the circle. Peterson feeds to Reed. Reed guarded closely over there by Kaler, can't get a shot. Back up top, it comes Kasbaum. Lob pass inside. Loose basketball grabbed up for Johnson Brock by Grady Behrens. Behrens gets it down to Kaler. Kaler's jump shot up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back. It won't go by Austin Meyer, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to see Austin Meyer go to the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. This foul on Connor Peterson. On Peterson, his first personal, team foul number 3. A minute 29 to go in the first half, 34-16. Johnson Brock on top. Austin Meyer at the line to shoot 2 shots for the Eagles. First free throw up, rimmed around, and popped off of there. Didn't go. Austin had it in there for a minute, but then it jumped out and went off to the side. Second free throw coming for Austin Meyer. It's up, and this one is good. He's got 3 points now. Meyer with 3 makes it 35-16. Lead is back to 19 with a minute 25 to go in the first half. Palmyra's basketball. Holland Hillman. Hillman gives it up top to Reed. Owen Reed to the near side on the corner. Hillman handles it once again. Hillman out of the top of the key to Hippen. Hippen can't get a look. Good defense here on the man-to-man defense by Johnson Brock. This is an in-your-face pressuring man-to-man defense. There's always somebody in front of you. Here's a jump shot that's up and off, no good. Put up by Kasbaum over Meyer. Meyer partially blocked it, then got the rebound. Downcourt pass. Here's Kaler in the paint. Jump shot up and good. Brody Kaler just keeps dumping him in. I think that's 16 for Brody Kaler. All of them on 2-point shots here. 41 seconds to go in the first half. 25 on the shot clock. Now with the ball at the top of the circle, Kasbaum has it tipped away. Johnson Brock came up with it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to go off the foot of Robert Gravatt. It'll be Palmyra's basketball. Gravatt had it go off his foot. He'll leave the ball game, and to replace him is Garrison Bowie. 28 seconds to play in the first half. 37-16, Johnson Brock up by 21, and the Eagles have the basketball. Kaler throws it way in the backcourt to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden will bring it across the timeline. Shot clock not a factor here. It's turned off with 21 seconds to go in the first half. Brody Kaler, they'll play for the final shot. Kaler kicks it out to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden takes it in. He got blocked, got his rebound. Shot is up and good. Camden Dollinghouse just stayed with it. He's got eight now. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Nearly stolen again. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Palmyra with 2.2 seconds to play. And we won't be shooting it yet. It was on the floor, so it's not a shooting foul. But Johnson Brock's going to get the ball back under their own basket. 2.2 seconds. That's time for a catch, a dribble, and a shoot here. That foul was called on Owen Reed, his first team foul, number four of the quarter. All right, inbounding the ball for Johnson Brock will be Grady Behrens on the baseline. 2.2 gets it in. They feed it inside to Kaler. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Buzzer sounds. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading. The Palmyra Panthers are halftime score. Johnson Brock 39 and Palmyra 16. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back with a halftime scoring wrap after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's halftime. The Johnson Brock boys dominating Palmyra in much the same manner as the girls did in that varsity game. Here at the half, Johnson Brock on top, 39-16. Palmyra is led by Harrison Boyd. Harrison has 7 points despite setting out the second quarter with an ankle injury. Kobe Martin with 2. Connor Peterson has 2. And 5 for Cade Kasbaum for their total of 16. From the free throw line, Palmyra hit 4 out of 5 at the charity stripe. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, they're led at halftime by Brody Kaler with 16 points. He's the only Eagle in double figures. Camden Dollinghouse has 8. Kason Dollinghouse with 7. 3 points for Austin Meyer. Garrison Bailey also with 3. And Robert Gravatt added 2 for Johnson Brock's total of 39. Free throws, Johnson Brock hit 4 out of 6 in the first half. Again, in that girls' varsity game earlier this evening, if you weren't tuned in, Johnson Brock dominated that one. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles got the win tonight. 59-20 was the final in that one. Right now, we're going to take a 2-minute break. We're going to send it back once again to MJ Evans back at the Sunny Studios for a 2-minute commercial break. We'll give you an update of the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll have third quarter action. Don't go away. More basketball coming up tonight right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get 4 lines for just $90.
It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock. Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marzuk with your weather for the tri-state area. We're going to be right around our low temperatures for tonight, and as we head through the week, it looks like our low temperatures won't get much colder, with low temperatures bottoming out Wednesday night with a low around the upper teens. By Thursday, we'll expect lots of sunshine with a high around freezing. Average highs around this time of year, 40 degrees, and our average lows around 19 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at the chance of snow showers through the overnight under mostly cloudy skies with a low around 20, with west-northwest winds picking up at 5 to 20 and gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. On Wednesday, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 32, with northwest winds at 5 to 15 gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Wednesday night looks mostly cloudy with a low around 16, with northeast winds at 5 to 10. On Thursday, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high near 31, with east winds at 5 to 10 gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Winter is here, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to help you stay healthy all season long. Start by bundling up. Layers are your best defense against the cold. Don't forget to stay hydrated, even when it's cold. Most importantly, wash your hands often to fight off winter germs. If you are feeling under the weather, don't wait. Schedule a visit with your healthcare provider. Stay healthy, stay warm, and enjoy the holiday season. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This holiday season, get a gift that will last a lifetime. A class at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City teaches self-defense skills, builds confidence, gives a great workout, and much more. Classes are available for the entire family. Follow us on Facebook for upcoming camps, seminars, and events such as Women's Self-Defense, Parents Night Out, Holiday Classes, Team Krav, and much more. Give Heller Martial Arts a call, 402-380-3383, and find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have, because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority, and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at Palmyra High School. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagle are leading the Palmyra Panthers 39-16, our halftime score. Taking a look at our broadcast schedule coming up this coming Friday night, I'll be over on KTNC AM 1230, FM 107.1, traveling out to Friend, Nebraska with the Sacred Heart Irish. They're going to take on the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats. That's a girl-boy doubleheader coming up this Friday night. 1 week from tonight, I will be at Elmwood Murdoch with the Fall City Tigers. That's also a girl-boy doubleheader. Those games will be played in Murdoch. Then coming up on December 20th, I'll be right back here in Palmyra with the Fall City Tigers. So I've got a lot of basketball to play between now and the Christmas break here. John Nixon's going to have HTRS at Sacred Heart. That'll be on December 20th coming up. That'll be over on Sunny 101.3. So both here on Sunny and on KTNC, lots of high school basketball before the Christmas break. And then we move into January. It seems like no time at all. It's Mudeca's tournament time. Always look forward to Mudeca's tournament week in Beatrice. Lots of coverage. Yours truly, along with John Nixon and others, will have the game for you. Mostly here on Sunny, some of them on KTNC. If you weren't with us earlier this evening, we'll repeat that girls' varsity score. Johnson Brock 59, Palmyra 20. Johnson Brock dominated that, and a lot of reserve bench players got a lot of playing time in that ball game for coaches Ottoman and Buckmeyer. We're ready to move into second quarter action. The basketball is going to belong, I believe, to, well, Palmyra lined up like they were going to take it, but it's Johnson Brock's basketball. Yes, Johnson Brock will have it. Inbound to pass. Same five that started the ball game. Meyer, Dollinghouse, Kaler, Dollinghouse, and Bowie with the ball in the baseline right side. They come up to Kaler at the top of the key. Camden Dollinghouse gives to Garrison Bowie at the top of the circle. Bowie kicks it out to the right wing now. Bowie can't penetrate into the paint. Goes to Kaler in the corner on the left side of the basket. Kaysen Dollinghouse, top of the circle. Bowie free throw line. Camden Dollinghouse, baseline right side, has the ball knocked away from him out of bounds. Shot clock down to 14 seconds to go here. Well, we see that Harrison Boyd is right here on the floor in front of our broadcast table. Got a bag of ice on that left ankle. Here's a long three that's up and off by Dollinghouse. Rebound, Kaler in traffic, tries to go up with a follow shot, a whistle and a foul, and Brody Kaler is going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be called on Connor Peterson. On Peterson, his second personal, first team foul of the period. Brody Kaler at the line has 16 points so far. This will be his first free throw attempt tonight. Shot is up and good. Brody Kaler nailed the free throw. He's got now has 17 on the evening. Kaler, 6'4 junior, the only junior in the starting lineup. All the others are seniors. Brody Kaler, second free throw is up. It's good also. Got a boat. He's got 18 now. Makes it 41-16. The lead for Johnson Brock was 7:24 to go in the third quarter. We're just underway here in the second half. Owen Reed with the basketball up to the top of the circle. That's Peterson on the dribble between the rings to the right elbow with it. There's a long three on the way off the iron. That was no good by Kasbaum, and the rebound to Johnson Brock. Camden Dollinghouse takes it all the way in. The little lay-in up, whistle, foul, and Camden Dollinghouse will be at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Connor Peterson. On Peterson, his second, third personal, second team foul. At the free throw line will be Camden Dollinghouse. He is 2-for-2 from the line tonight, has 8 points in the ballgame. This shot is up and good. Nine now for Camden. If he hits this, he'll be in double figures. Still in the opening minute of play here in the second half. 7:02, third quarter. Second free throw up and good also for Camden Dollinghouse. Here comes Palmyra now, trying to get it going offensively. Setting it up at the top of the circle is Owen Reed. Reed picked up the dribble, feet to the corner left side, Peterson. Peterson now finds Kasbaum with the ball. Across court to the far side, it goes to Mayo. Mayo can't get a look. Again finds Martin. This is Kobe Martin on the dribble. Martin find Peterson. at the free throw line. They try to move in. A push foul is going to be called on Austin Meyer. Meyer picks up his third personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Johnson Brock Eagles. Not a shooting foul. It'll be Palmyra's basketball. Kobe Martin will inbound it on the baseline under his own bucket. Martin to toss it in. Kobe lobs it all the way up top. Ooh, dangerously close to being over and back. They stopped it at the midcourt line. Owen Reed comes up with the ball. Owen hands off to Peterson. Peterson flips it to the right wing to Martin. Back to Peterson, top of the key. Now Martin can't get a look at it. Kobe Martin holds the ball. Finds Peterson. They lob it inside the paint. Ball is tipped away. Then grabbed back up by Mayo. Mayo couldn't get a look at the basket, though. Across court it comes. Shot clock at 5. 4 on the shot clock. They're going to have to hurry. Here comes the shot clock desperation 3 up and off. No good by Kobe Martin. And it'll be Johnson Brock's ball since the buzzer went off here. Johnson Brock will play it in. Timeout taken. Palmyra, 6 minutes to go, third quarter, 43-16. Your score, Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Located in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Brody Kaler flips it off to the left side. Kaler with a long shot that's up. Doesn't go for 3. Rebound brought down quickly the other direction by Kate Kasbaum. Kasbaum off to the right wing to Peterson. Peterson feeds it in the paint. There's a little floater that's up and off the rim. Doesn't go by Owen Reed. And the rebound brought down by Johnson Brock's Austin Meyer. Meyer outlet pass. Camden Dollinghouse up to Brody Kaler. Again to Camden for 3 from the corner. He got it. Camden Dollinghouse nailed the 3 from the corner on the right side. He's got 13 points in the ball game, and it's now 46-16, a 30-point Johnson Brock lead. Trying to work into the bucket in heavy traffic with the ball is Peterson. There's a long 3 from the back rim. Doesn't go. Rebound Brody Kaler. Kaler looking down court to Camden Dollinghouse in the corner. Open look for Dollinghouse. Short off the front of the rim, but the ball is tipped around and Johnson Brock comes up with it. Right back to Brody Kaler. Lays it up off the glass and good. Great job finding Kaler underneath. Brody Kaler now with 20 points in the ballgame for Johnson Brock. 48-16. The lead is 32. There's a long 3. Back of the iron, no. Kaler high in the air for the rebound. Brody Kaler, long down court pass. Taking it in is Kaysen Dollinghouse and a blocking foul on the baseline as Kaysen Dollinghouse tried to move toward the basket. The whistle and the foul is going to be called on Owen Reed. On Reed, his second personal, team foul number 3 on the Palmyra Panthers. Substitutes into the ballgame now for Palmyra. Deacon Cush back into the lineup. Also back onto the floor, Jacob Hippen, along with Colin Hillman on the floor for the Panthers. 48-16, Johnson Brock by 32, 4:38 to play third period. Eagles inbound the ball to Kaysen Dollinghouse. He stands out on the far left wing with the ball, now dribbles between the rings to the top of the free throw circle. Gift to Camden Dollinghouse. Oh, nice feed! Camden Dollinghouse found Robert Gravatt just standing around under the basket. Let him soak with all kinds of time, and Gravatt scores with it on the baseline. He's got 4 now. It's 50-16. Johnson Brock on top. Kasbaum feeds it inside the paint. They come to the left wing with it. Hippen. Hippen lays it up off the rim. The ball just will not go in the hole for the Palmyra Panthers here. They can't get it in. Here's a driving lay-in up. Doesn't go by Kaler, but a whistle and a foul, and we'll put Kaler at the free throw line where he'll be shooting 2 shots for the Johnson Brock Eagles. It appears that Harrison Boyd's evening is over here. He's got ice on his ankle right now. They're bringing him an aspirin. Mom's taking care of him. At the free throw line, Brody Kaler shooting 2. The first one is up, off, no good. Couldn't get that one to drop. Rhodey's got 20 points so far tonight. That foul, incidentally, was on Colin Hillman. On Hillman, his first, team foul number 4 on Palmyra. Second free throw coming up for Brody Kaler. Takes aim. Free throw is up. Off. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. And it's touched last by Palmyra. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. Eagles will have the ball under their own basket. Inbounding it, Camden Dollinghouse will inbound it on the baseline, right side of the basket. Camden, bounce pass into Kaysen. Kaysen launches a three from the corner. Got it. Kaysen Dollinghouse, he's in double figures now and has 10 points as Kaysen hits the three. Down in a hurry comes Palmyra with the basketball. Davis feeds it underneath, inside to Cush. Cush, bounce pass, comes back up again to Bo Davis. Bo Davis can't get a look at it. Now moving to the hoop, a little underhanded scoop shot put up by Jacob Hippen, but a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Jacob Hippen at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Kaysen Dollinghouse. On Kaysen, that is his fourth personal, team foul number 2, I believe, of the quarter. At the free throw line is Hippen. First free throw is up and good. Got it down. Jacob Hippen, that's his first point of the night. And that is the first point of the second half now for Palmyra. So Jacob Hippen will have a second free throw coming here. It's 53-17, your score. Jacob Hippen, second free throw is short off the front of the rim. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Quentin Behrens is in the lineup now, 5'10 sophomore on the floor for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Down court with the dribble comes Grady Behrens. Now Grady Behrens with the ball on the right wing, looking inside, wanted to go into Meyer, couldn't get it. Around the horn on the outside perimeter, Garrison Bowie. Bowie at the free throw line, kicks it to the right side to Behrens, Quentin Behrens. Round to the corner. Here's a long three from the corner left side. Short off the front of the rim by Grady Behrens. With the rebound down to Johnson Brock. They get a new 35 seconds on the shot clock. Eagles with the dribble. Around the horn. Just passing it on the outside perimeter now is Johnson Brock. Here's the driving lay-in. Up and good. Nice move to the basket by Garrison Bowie. Bowie's got 5 points. 55-17 the score. 2:42 to go in the third quarter. Palmyra with the ball. Jacob Hippen comes to the left corner with a pass. Bounce pass to Hillman. Back between the rings, top of the key. That's Bo Davis with the ball. Again now Hippen with it and Hillman. They're just playing with it out here at the top of the key, running a weave and running an awful lot of clock for being down 55-17. Deacon Cush on the right side, can't get it. Here's a long three from the right corner that's off the rim and doesn't go. The rebound is brought down. The putback is up. It's off. Bo Davis with the putback shot, couldn't get it to fall. And Johnson Brock comes up with the ball. Bo Davis comes out, puts pressure now on Garrison Bowie. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be a shooting foul here. Stepping to the free throw line for Johnson Brock is Garrison Bowie. Bowie has not been to the line tonight. He has 5 points, all of those coming from the field. The foul is on Bo Davis, his second personal. Free throw is up and good by Garrison Bowie. Bowie will have a second free throw coming. Now into the lineup for Palmyra. Owen Reed back onto the floor. Ryan Mayo also back onto the floor. For Johnson Brock, here's Justin Meyer. Well, he's going to be coming in for the shooter, so he'll get in here momentarily. Oliver Everett, a freshman, is going to be in the ballgame. Oliver Everett checking in. And again, at the free throw line, Garrison Bowie made the first one. He's got 6 points so far. Here comes his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it's good also. Hit them both. Bowie with a pair. He's got 7 in the ballgame. 57-17. Let's pick up these ball players. Oliver Everett is in the lineup. Robert Gravatta's on the floor. Also, Grady Behrens is out there. Quentin Behrens on the floor. We'll get them all ID'd here. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Foul is going to be on Grady Behrens, his second personal. Team foul number 2 is all, so we're not shooting. You know, Gage Rasmussen into the lineup now for Johnson Brock. A lot of players are seeing the floor here tonight for the Eagles. Gage Rasmussen, on the floor. Inbound pass into the corner for Palmyra. They're trying to run the offense here from the corner. A long three is up and good. Name of the three is Kate Kasbaum, his second three of the night. He's got eight now for the Panthers. 57-20. 1:15 to go in the quarter. There's a nice move to the basket and a lay-in by Garrison Bowie. And Bowie now has 9 points. Here's a jump shot from the other side. Three-pointer by Colin Hillman. Hillman nails a three. So back-to-back threes coming down the floor for Palmyra here. Moving inside in traffic. 54 seconds of play in the quarter. Gage Rasmussen handles the ball. He's picked up the dribble and needs help. Coming to get the basketball is Quentin Behrens. Behrens with a good job dribbling around the top of the key to Robert Gravatt. Gravatt beats it across Justin Meyer. Meyer handles the ball. Here's a three from the top of the key that's up and off the rim. That shot was put up. A rebound. Follow shot put back up. That doesn't go. Follow shot put back again doesn't go. The first one went up by was put up by Quentin Behrens. He couldn't get it down. Now we got a player on the floor here shaking up. Went down kind of hard for Palmyra. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. That all started when the shot came from the top of the key up here by Gage Rasmussen. Everybody was battling after rebounds, and one of the Palmyra players went down hard down here. We've got timeout right now for the injured player. Just 24 seconds left to play in the quarter. I hesitate to break away for a commercial because the moment I do that, the player pops up off the floor. That's usually a good way to get them up and know they're okay is for me to go for a commercial break. They're going to help the injured player up here. They've got him setting up now. We already have Harrison Boyd on the stage here right by my broadcast table with his ankle packed in ice. The player that was shaken up is Owen Reed, a junior. Owen's getting up and walking off the floor under his own steam here, but he went down pretty hard down there on the baseline. He's going to come over and have a seat on the bench. 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. 59-23, Johnson Brock in command here at Palmyra. Inbound the pass, comes into Kate Kasbaum. Kasbaum at the top of the circle to the left elbow to Cush. Cush kicks it out onto the corner right wing. No shot there for Mayo. Can't get a look at it. Now at the top on the left side handling it is Deacon Cush. Deacon, a cross-court pass, far side, Hillman. Jump shot, baseline right side, bounces once, twice, doesn't go. Rebound brought down and fought for. There's the buzzer at the end of the quarter. After three quarters, Johnson Brock leads it 59-23. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, we're ready to move into the fourth and final stanza here. Johnson Brock in command, 59-23. They lead it. We're going to have a lot of reserves on the floor, seeing a lot of playing time, I have a feeling, in this final 8 minutes. We no more than get underway, and we've got a quick whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Austin Meyer. Meyer just picked up his fourth personal, team foul number one of the quarter. Ryan Mayo will inbound it for Palmyra into Lobs a pass into Kasbaum. Kasbaum to the right elbow. Goes to Kush with it. Ball stolen away. Meyer. Meyer gets it down to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Oh, he tried to feed it back to Meyer. Meyer wasn't ready for it. The ball is turned over. Fast break other direction. Mayo. Mayo puts a shot up that doesn't go. Into the corner, left side. Here's a long three that's off the rim, no, and the rebound brought down by Kush. Elmira getting a lot of second and third opportunities here now. On the right wing with it, Mayo. Top of the key, around the horn, left side, Davis. They just pass it around the outside of the three-point arc, working around the perimeter. Johnson Brock content to stand back and just let him do that. Here's a long three that's put up and off, no good by Hillman. And the rebound brought down by Brody Kaler. Then a reach-in foul is going to be called on. Sometimes I hesitate here. Kush picks up his second personal. Team foul number one of the quarter. Brody Kaler into forecourt to the right side. Camden Dollinghouse. Up Aaron Spoon Bowie with the ball. Now Kaler wants to go in the paint. Free throw line holds it up for a minute. Long three, left corner, up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot. Meyer is there. Austin Meyer getting the job done on the baseline underneath. He's got 5 points, working hard for him down there, controlling those boards and getting the rebounds. Here's a steal the other way. Kaysen Dollinghouse takes it for the driving lay-in, up and good. Kaysen Dollinghouse with the steal and the lay-in. He's got 12 points now in the ballgame. It's 63-23. The lead is 40. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Palmyra. And that is going to be on Cade Kasbaum. On Kasbaum, his first personal. And here come the Cavalry. We're getting all kinds of subs checking into the lineup now, some of which may not even be on my score sheet. We're going to do our best here, get them all ID'd for you. Justin Meyer is on the floor. Quentin Behrens is out there. Grady Behrens is on the floor. We'll get some more of them ID'd. 32. I got Robert Gravatt is out there. Palmyra with the basketball. They lob it into the paint in traffic. Top of the circle. Here's a three that's up and off the rim. Up, put up by Bo Davis. Doesn't go. Johnson Brock with 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. They've got third stringers in now with the basketball. Grady Behrens to the right side. Second and third stringers here. The twos and threes. Oh, there's a nice feed underneath with a lay-in up and good by Oliver Everett. Oliver Everett in the varsity scorebook tonight with 2 points. Now Palmyra on the baseline. Turnaround shot blocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with Palmyra. Back in for the Panthers comes Kobe Martin and Connor Peterson now. We got a running clock, 4:35, with a 42-point lead right now for Johnson Brock. The clock will continue to run. Lob pass comes in, moving to the hoop. Jumper, floater up and off, no good, and the rebound to Johnson Brock. Quentin Behrens comes down with the ball. Quentin Behrens into forecourt to the left side to Grady Behrens. Grady Behrens for three. No, it's sat on the rim. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. On the put back, Oliver Everett. Everett, who just checked in, has a quick 2 buckets. He's got 4 points. Palmyra now trying to get it going here offensively. With the ball, Peterson. Top of the circle. That's handling his Kasbaum. There's a long three from the right elbow that's off. No good. Rebound for Palmyra. Top of the key. Another three is launched. This one is off. Doesn't go. Ball tipped out of bounds. Putting the last three up was Kasbaum. He'll come out in to replace him now. Aiden King in, I think, for the first time tonight. Aiden King checking in. Also off the bench, Evan King. Aiden and Evan King both on the floor for Palmyra with a running clock and 3:24 showing to play. Stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring. There's a driving layup up and off. No good. That one was put up by Grady Behrens. The ball got away out of bounds. I think it's going to, let's see what they're going to say here. I think we had a foul called. Foul is going to be called. Timeout taken by Johnson Brock. With 2:59 to go in the ballgame, timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, before the timeout, the foul was called on Kobe Martin, and that's going to send to the line Robert Gravatt. He just hit the first of two free throws. Robert Gravatt has 5 points now off the bench. Here's his second free throw. It's up and good also. Hit them both. He's got six. Again, be sure and stay with us for the postgame show. We'll run down all the scoring. You'll find out how your favorite player did tonight. A lot of scoring to talk about. 69-23, Johnson Brock winning big tonight here at Palmyra. 2:49, clock is running. Handling the ball is Aiden King. Aiden King with the dribble to the near side. Rudy Vasa. Vasa can't get to the baseline. Here's a steal. Poke away and steal. Quentin Behrens driving. Laying up and good. Quentin Behrens got his first 2 points in the varsity game tonight with the steal and the breakaway lay-in. Into forecourt comes Aiden King. Oh, a turnover. Carried the ball. It'll give it right back to Johnson Brock. Justin Meyer will inbound the pass in forecourt. On the side, Justin Meyer to toss it in. Looking for Tate Holly. Gets it into Holly. A lot of new names in here late in the ballgame. Tate Holly to the right side to Quentin Behrens. Into the corner. It goes down deep. Gage Rasmussen. Gage Rasmussen, left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Rasmussen puts it to the baseline right side now. Down deep in the corner. Tate Holly handles the ball. Again to Rasmussen. Here's a long three from the corner right side over the top. Doesn't go. Shot put up by Quentin Behrens. Rebound brought down by Aiden King. Aiden King into forecourt to the left wing. There's a long three from the left wing that doesn't go. Ball tipped away, stolen the other way. Quentin Behrens driving, laying up and good. Quentin Behrens with breakaway lay-ins back to back. He's got 4 points. We're down to a minute 28 to go. On the right corner, they lob it into traffic. Holding the basketball, Aiden King. Now moving to the hoop. Hippen shot is up and good. Jacob Hippen, his first field goal of the night, got the lay-in. A minute 11 to go in this ball game. Gage Rasmussen handles it. They're looking inside the paint. A give and go. A little floater that's put up. Off. Won't fall for Justin Meyer. Ball is shot put back up and good by Oliver Everett. He's got 6 points. Oliver Everett scores six quick ones here in just the last minute or two of the ball game. With the ball is King. Evan King loses it. But it was tipped off of Johnson Brock. 42 seconds to go. The clock is running. 75-25. Johnson Brock up by 50 right now. Dominating performance tonight here by the Johnson Brock Eagles. Aiden King, little lay-in. Nice move to the basket. Aiden King, the sophomore, went around the defender, put up a little underhanded lay-in and got it off the glass and got it to drop. Nice move to the basket by Aiden King here for Palmyra. 15 seconds to play. I think they're just going to let him dribble it out. Justin Meyer is not going to try and advance it. The officials putting a count on him here, but I'm not sure why. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They'll dribble it up. Again, giving the ball back to Justin Meyer. He'll hold the ball. There's your ball game, your final score tonight. The Johnson Brock Eagles 75 and the Palmyra Panthers 27. Stay with us. We're back in 2 minutes with the postgame show on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year.
Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, a big win tonight for the Johnson Brock Eagles as they defeat the Palmyra Panthers 75-27, our final. Let's look at the numbers here individually for the Palmyra Panthers. They were led in scoring tonight by Cade Kasbaum. He came off the bench, finished with 8 in the ballgame. Harrison Boyd had 7 despite only playing in the first quarter because of an ankle injury. Then we had 3 points for Colin Hillman, also 3 points tonight for Jacob Hippen. Adding 2 points each was Aiden King, Connor Peterson, and Kobe Martin for their total of 27. Free throw shooting for Palmyra. They made 5 out of 7 from the charity stripe for the game. Individual scoring for your Johnson Brock Eagles. There were 3 players in double figures tonight. Brody Kaler led the way with 20 points, 13 for Camden Dollinghouse, 12 for Kaysen Dollinghouse. Adding 9 points was Garrison Bowie, 6 points for Oliver Everett there late in the ballgame. Robert Gravatt also got 6 in the late going. 5 points tonight for Austin Meyer, and Quentin Behrens had 4 for Johnson Brock's total of 75. Free throw shooting for the Eagles, 75% from the line. They made 12 out of 16 at the charity stripe. 75-27, Johnson Brock with the win. They improved their record to 2-0 on the season. Up next for high school basketball, I'll be on the air on KTNC this coming Friday night. The Sacred Heart Irish traveling to Exeter Milligan Friend. The game will be played at Friend. Girl-boy doubleheader, I'll have that on KTNC coming up this Friday night. 1 week from tonight, also on KTNC, I'll be at Murdoch. The Fall City Tigers taking on Elmwood Murdoch. We hope you'll join us for those broadcasts. Again, the final in the girls' varsity game tonight. The girls with a big win also, 59-20 in that one. So that's about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school basketball tonight here from Palmyra. For MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score in the boys' varsity game, the Johnson Brock Eagles 75 and the Palmyra Panthers 27. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.